All right, so we got a couple of people who want to rap about it. We will. Jim Harbaugh, it's wild, but Jim Harbaugh is going to be the honorary captain. August 31st, he's going to be back in the big house when you take on Fresno State. That sure feels like an absolute F you to the NCAA. Days after, they just, you know, it's a pretty damning report. And obviously, the show cause, he's in L.A., right? Who cares? It's symbolic, nothing more. But to bring him back when you're still waiting for the other bomb to go off, I don't know. I probably wouldn't do it, but whatever. I want to see what you guys have to say. Mitch has decided he wants to talk. Away we go. Mitch, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys? First time, long time.
Welcome.
Big fan of the show. These people have no shame. What is it going to take for them to get off their delusion bus and realize and accept the responsibility for what they did? It is absolute ridiculous that they would name him an honorary captain. And it just boils my blood. It boils my blood. And I can't get over the fact that they continue to deny, and then when they do accept it, they make it out to be a quote-unquote nothing burger. It boils my blood.
Can I ask you a question? And I'm not being smarmy. I'm trying to figure out, like you're saying, it boils your blood. Are you from here? Are you a transplant?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Went to Michigan State. Whole family went to Michigan State. I got two younger brothers that went to Michigan. So we have,
Message, Mitch, you ought to be used to it. This is who they've always been. I mean, these are the same people when D'Antonio was hitting them with a garbage can. They're still burping up little bro takes. I mean, it's just who they are.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is why we see their program for what it is.
Right, but you shouldn't let it make your blood boil. I mean, like, we're past that. Now, in the fall, you know, when the Big Ten calls Michigan State and is like, yeah, you got one problem for your game tomorrow. They got your place. That's when your blood boils. Now, it wouldn't matter. MSU was so bad. Michigan could have beat us with their backups. We're terrible. But, Mitch, you're sitting here in August the year after. You can't let it get to you that way. You can't.
But I will say, Harbaugh, honorary captain, you know he's going to speak to, as the one texter, 100,000 fans.
No way. Put it on the glass. What? I will happily buy you dinner if I'm wrong.
What?
There's no way they're going to put him on a microphone. No. Come on, there's no way.
I think they will.
Okay, well.
I'll buy you lunch. I'll be happy to do it. That's,
even if he gets the microphone and says, who's got it better than us?
That's okay. That's his tagline.
No, I'm just saying, he's speaking to that crowd.
Okay, then we would have to define terms of the bet here. It would have to be inflammatory or innocuous. Saying who's got it better and all that jazz, or saying, you know, to go blue, like that's
it'll
that's
be
fine.
Something that, you know what, they're trying to take us down. They're a bunch of haters.
Okay, I'll make that bet.
They're
right
a bunch
here.
Of haters.
There's no way
they hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah,
he'll say something like that.
Would you really be that surprised by it? They've been flouting this since day one,
Kenny. That's why I'm shocked. Like,
I guess, Kenny, I just feel like there's a limit to everything, and somebody would be like, Jim, do me a favor.
I just think Mike's in a generous mood. He's just trying to give away money.
There's a limit to everything. He literally days ago just said, "I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal." And that's basically everything they've accused him of doing.
Nothing to apologize for.
So what makes you think he wouldn't get behind a podium and say some dumb stuff?
And he will get up there and say, guys, I'm still not apologizing, and here's my ring.
I guess, you know what? My own naivete is that I would expect a 60-year-old grown-ass man and like a father of seven kids or whatever would eventually find a center point and go, you know what? I have to take a break from being a complete narcissist for this one moment. You're right, and I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I admit it. I gave him that credit, thinking there's no way.
I'm about to say,
a leopard doesn't change his stripes, Mike.
Yeah, I don't think it's a passage in Malibu for a narcissist.
You win. I already said you guys are right. Let's go.
I'm going to take a break, David. For this weekend, we won't be narcissistic. We're going to give money to charities and help out the kids.
Let's see what Tony's got to say. He's up next on the ticket. Tone, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey, good, beautiful day. Washing the car, it's perfect.
It's gorgeous out, nice. Man. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say, I think I'm a Michigan fan. I think most Michigan fans know that they cheated to some degree. You know, could be a lot, little, whatever you want to say.
Sure.
I think the issue is, you know, I think there's apathy, or there's not, they don't want to talk about it, like we're cheaters or say that, because, you know, like you said, when if the shoe was on the other foot, well, it's been on the other foot so many times with so many other programs.
Yep.
And do they, you know, does Ohio State call themselves cheaters? Does USC, does any of the SEC schools? So it's like, why go through just talking about how you cheated and...
But Tony, hold on. Let me ask you this question. Yeah. I'm not asking you to like have a sticker that says, hi, I cheated. No, I'm saying when you hear the news that your school is empowering him to come back as an honorary captain, I just want your reaction to that. I'm not asking you to feel different about your school. I'm saying when people call and attack David because David goes, probably not a great idea. That's just weird behavior to me, no?
Yeah, no, I agree. It seems like a Michigan thing to do. That they're having them. I mean, admittedly so. But, you know, so I would not attack David or anyone for saying that. I understand there's going to be, you know, all sorts of people that, you know.
That's the part that is strange to me, Tony. It's like, look, I think we've handled it fine. Like when news breaks, we talk about it. Was I angry last fall with who was on our sidelines and the letter to Michigan State the day before the game? Of course, I think I reserve a right to be. But when we went down the stretch of this thing, we said it. They're not going to stop you from playing. They don't have the chops to do it. So go. Book the trip, go to the game, win the damn thing. But don't ask other people to kiss your ass. Now, in the post-haste here, it's just taken a weird turn because Harbaugh himself left. He left because he knows he couldn't be the coach there anymore. Why? The cheating.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He had to leave.
And I think he kind of saw the show cause and all of that. He would have been suspended for this year if he would have stayed.
Absolutely. Rico, honestly, I think he's probably headed for a lifetime ban. Not that it will matter, but he couldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that fans still live in a world where somehow, well, they're wronging him. Do you read?
No.
So my whole thing is, why bring him back before the dust has settled? Just wait. If you call up and say, I want a statue of him, what do you think? That doesn't change my day. Mm-hmm. Put up do whatever you want.
No.
But I just wouldn't do it.
But I just think that, right, if you do this, I think that any negotiation that you have with the NCAA goes out the window.
Okay, so we're going to play the game of should happen, will happen. I will continue to say on record, I don't believe in the NCAA and this Thor hammer. Okay, I got to see it to believe it because I don't think, you have said it, they don't want to do it.
No, they don't want to do it, Mike. But they've been in an ornery mood lately.
But if you're talking should happen, no. If I were the NCAA,
But for the NCAA, there's one thing you can't do. Don't lie to us.
Yeah, no, I did. This would turn into Latte Larry Spite Store. I would.
And I think that penalty.
I'd bury them where they stand.
Now think about it. Everybody else's penalty, no problem. You serve your two games and we're done. Oh, wait, you didn't want to cooperate with us. Here you go. We made a special one just for you.
I still think there's a way Michigan. Look, they've already executed the caper. They won. Their idea, I think, there's a very good chance, would you say the next 18 months, that at the end of 18 months, the NCAA might not be around anymore. They could just do what they do best, which is deflect, deny, delay, and outlast the NCAA. That's plausible because I do believe the SEC and Big Ten in the near term are going to leave the NCAA. And just have a football party. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
I think here's where you get angry. I think the networks will artificially prop the NCAA up, and we'll bankroll you. We need to keep you around. We need a bad cop. We need somebody so we could always look good. You'll be the bad cop.
See, I would just rather live in, like, I could actually, this is the sick part. The cheating would make a lot more sense if you just stopped pretending. See, like,
it's kind of like NIL. Just simply say, we're like Baylor came out with shirts that we pay our players. There you go.
They should have new shirts by week three that says, we fired Dave Aranda. I don't think he makes it to October, David.
Here's the thing. Both things can be true.
Yeah, especially when you got Daquan Finn as your quarterback.
Hey,
whoops.
You will not slander the Finn.
Man, he does it himself. All right, 248-539.
He played with Sauce Gardner. He literally did.
We'll get some football conversation next, 97.1.